This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. ESPN announced a long-rumored round of layoffs today. Cuts include on-air reporters and commentators. It's a clear sign of the troubles facing the sports network, as Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
ESPN used to be parent company Disney's cash cow, but things have changed. The problem is simple, says Rodney Ford, a professor of sport management at the University of Michigan.
Costs appear to be rising for broadcast rights, and there appear to be fewer eyeballs focused on the ESPN product.
ESPN has lost more than 12 million cable and satellite subscribers in the last 5 years. Fewer eyeballs means less ad revenue at a time when ESPN and other providers are paying more than ever before to broadcast live games. Adam Grossman is with Block 6 Analytics.
The NBA tripled the value of its rights deals in its latest negotiation with ESPN, Turner, TNT.
ESPN is paying $1.4 billion a year to broadcast pro basketball games until 2025, and a total of more than $7 billion in broadcast rights this year, more than any other media network. And Grossman says more well-funded competitors are getting into the space.
Twitter's had the NFL contract this year where they paid $10 million in order to broadcast 10 games. This year, it is reported that Amazon is paying $50 million for the same 10-game package. Facebook Live is already broadcasting sports events.
Michael Colangelo at USC Marshall's Sports Business Institute says ESPN is simply adapting to the new reality.
There's going to be a lot more competition, and as we know, the more competition, the higher the price may get driven up.
Today's major round of layoffs at ESPN is the first since 2015, when the network cut 300, mostly behind-the-scenes positions. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.